Because today is prayer foundation Sunday, right? You see that the service is a bit, the order of service a bit different, okay? But same God, we are still worshiping the Lord. We are just making time, all right? For me to preach a short sermon, and then after that, we will spend about 20 minutes or so also praying for a few things that God has laid upon our hearts. So during prayer foundation last year, I spoke about positioning ourselves to make 2025 a fruitful year by being intentional. The key word there is intentional. Say intentional. One more time, say intentional. Right? We needed to be intentional in preparing the ground because we were talking about sowing seed and reaping, right? Sowing the seed of the Word of God and sowing in prayer. We needed to be intentional in seeking the Lord and to know what's in God's heart so that we can pray God's heart. And as we pray God's heart, God will see that His prayer, those prayers are answered. So the year indeed has been fruitful for many of us at the workplace, at home, in schools. I was talking to some people in the cell. Anyone, young working mom, okay, with four kids, she said she has been intentional, right? She intentionally took time for herself, okay? Because all this while, many kids, work, home, many things, right? But she said 2025, she wanted to be intentional to take time for herself, and she did, right? Whether she did walk or she went for the silence and solitude, even took a trip with her friends or that to allow God to speak to her. Allow time that her soul can be refreshed, all right? And that created an impact to her, and that caused her inner life to prosper, all right? So she was fruitful. So 2025 was fruitful for her. I spoke to another brother who decided that he would intentionally take time to spend time with young people, okay? Young men, all right? To walk with them, to journey with them. And he even brought the family to join a young adult cell so that he can take time to be an encourager for the young people who are there, to encourage the leaders or that. So because of intentionality, his intentionality, the year has been fruitful for him. But more importantly, the year has been fruitful for some of those people he has chosen to journey with. So the year has been fruitful for some people. All right? Then I must say, it is not all like that, that were fruitful, great victory and kind of things. There are some people here who struggled with difficult circumstances. And the truth is, some of you are disappointed because the fruit, you see, the fruits are not evident. Don't need to invite, the fruits are not evident. But let us not give up hope in God. And we must believe that He is working. All right, He is working, even though our eyes are not seeing the fruit as yet, the outcome is not clear as yet, that God is still working. On the church front, we are especially thankful to God for the 178 souls that have been ushered into the kingdom of God because of the All Together 153 initiative. Yes, let's thank the Lord for it. 178. Okay, there were many interesting testimonies about family, loved ones who came to. I know one grandmother, prayed for so many years already. Then the grandmother finally, and the aged uncles who come to know God because of this initiative. Strange opportunities, all right? Don't know how come, walk, meet somebody in the park, also can. Okay. Then opportunity and coincidences that happen to facilitate the sharing of God's word, the sharing of lives. Okay? So all this takes place because, I must emphasize, because we had intentionally listened to God's guidance and prayed. You see that bowl over there? Some of you do not know what that fish bowl is for. Okay, wow, how come got new bowl over there? Some do, but some don't. Okay, I took from inside cards. All right, these are prayer cards. People who wrote down names. All right, wrote down names themselves and said that they are praying for somebody else. All right, they put it in. And for the whole of last year, we were praying. All right, we bring this bowl, or we brought this bowl up to the prayer meeting so that everyone, every week, or rather every other week, every other week, we were praying these cards. And because we were intentional in seeking God, praying, and then after which, people then take action. Okay? People took intentional action to connect. Because of all this, the Lord ushered in. The Lord did that work on our behalf. I was saying, wow, so amazing. 178. You look at the bowl, you think how many cards? Maybe 500. Okay? Maybe 800. But if 178, I round up to 200, 107, if there are 800 cards inside there, that means 20% of those who are praying for came to know God, you know. Right? Because we were intentional. And then God worked on our behalf. All right? God can do it again. God can do it again. Amen? Yeah. So we're going to do that again, to be intentional and to have God work on our behalf. Let's give the Lord another clap offering for the souls that have come in. Thank God for His goodness. So for this year, we will believe that God will work on our behalf again as we start the year with prayer. LSBC's theme for this year is strengthening our church and pastoring our neighborhood. The anchoring verses in Hebrews 10, verses 24-25 exhorts us to spur one another on towards love and good deeds. You put it simply, these verses are also challenging us to be fruitful, to bear spiritual fruit through doing good. All right? Specifically, the Lord wants us to strengthen one another, strengthen the church, strengthen one another. Then, as with the DNA of LSBC, okay, we do not receive the blessing and contain the blessing. We are supposed to take that blessing after we've been strengthened to bless the community. That is our DNA. So we're going to take time to pray for all these things later on in the service. But before we plunge in, all right, to do works for this year, I sense the Lord has a reminder for us. I sense that He wants us to know that it is not just about works or good deeds. He wants us to be fruitful, but it should not come through our own striving on our own strength. The Lord wants to remind us to rely on Him. Why is this so important? Because striving makes us weary. Striving makes us tired. Sure, hence how many of you at the beginning of 2026 is already feeling tired? I'm one of them now, okay? Because why? 2025 haven't end properly. 2025 was hectic. It was great year, but great year makes us tired also. Okay? Victories, you fight victories, and if you win, doesn't mean that you won't be tired, you know. Okay? So, striving makes us tired, and the Lord wants to remind us to start the year right. He doesn't want us to plunge right into 2026 on works or even good deeds. I believe the Lord led me to John chapter 15, verses 5 to 11 to remind this of us. One, He wanted to remind us of this. So let's see what Jesus says. John chapter 15, verses 5 to 11. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. You see, in meditating upon these verses, I've come to realize that there are four things. I thought that there are four things that the Lord wants us to know, to remember, to help prepare us for 2026. So, the first point, abide in me and I in you. We want 2026 to be fruitful. So, it's time to sow new seeds so that we can reap new harvest. But what did Jesus say in verse 5? Jesus said that unless we abide in him, we cannot bear fruit. I say again, unless we abide in him, we cannot bear fruit. So to start the year right, we are reminded to abide in him. But what's to abide? Well, it comes from the Greek word, okay? You see up there, meno, or whatever it's called. I'm not too good. I do not know Greek. Okay, but you see the word there, which means to remain, to stay, and to dwell. So, abiding in Christ simply means to remain, to stay, and to dwell in Christ, in the presence of God. And to elaborate, it means living in constant connection with Jesus by worshiping him. Dwelling in his presence, practicing his teachings, trusting in God's faithfulness, so that we can draw life, we can draw strength, and we can draw guidance from Jesus. But note, he didn't only say, abide in me. He also said, and I in you. These two terms must be taken together. So it is not just in us trying to connect, trying to do a little bit more to bring ourselves, to bring God closer to us. All right, but to be very conscious that God has already said that he is in you. He's living in you, that Christ is in you. What Jesus wanted is a deep, intimate, two-way relationship where Christ lives in us and we in him. All right, where Christ lives in us and we living in him. That relationship will transform us to be more and more like him, and therefore allowing us to bear spiritual fruit. It is more like a branch drawing sap or drawing life from the vine because there is a connection. Well, because we are in a modern era, in modern Singapore, we maybe cannot connect with plants very much. So, in my reflection, God used technology, God used technology to illustrate what he wanted to tell me. Okay? So in my reflection with God, God showed me an interesting picture. He showed me that, well, I have been treating him like an app. Okay? Phone, got a lot of icons there, right? I treat him like an app. How do I treat him like an app? Okay? When I need him, what do? Press. Screen come out. Type in what I need from him after finish already. Service rendered. Okay? What I get, whatever I wanted to get from him, that's it, finish. Then I move on with life. He is just one of the many apps that I have on my phone. Okay? That we press when we need him and we close when we do not need him. I treated him like an app. Why? Because 2026 I was so busy. So many things. So our mind tells us to segment. Our mind tells us to deal with one thing at a time. Okay? So God just became one of the things for that particular time. I treated him like an app. How many of you are like me? Don't put up your hands. Okay? Yeah. All right. So confession by me is good. Then you all just silently agree if you can identify. Then yesterday, he showed me another interesting picture. What he told me was that if we treat him, if our attitude towards him is like how we will treat our handphone, our life will be transformed. Just yesterday morning when I was taking my walk with him, preparing for this. That's what he says. Huh? Comparing God with your handphone. Maybe if it's an iPhone, can. Because iPhone, some people say it's a cult. Right? They are followers. Don't understand why, but they are followers. Yeah. If we treat him like a phone, he explained to me why. Because all of us bring our phone wherever we go. Correct or not? If we leave our phone at home, what do? When you're out, feel uncomfortable, very kawai, correct? And then what do we do most of the time? Go back home and collect your phone. All right? When you have a question, who do you approach? What it's not who, you know, it's what do you turn to? You have a question. You want, when you're happy, when you are sad, when you need recreation, what do you turn to? Okay. It starts with G, but it's not God, it's Google. So if our attitude towards God is like how we will treat our phone, bringing Him wherever we go, turning to Him whenever we have, communing with Him, whether you are happy or you are sad, you are communing with Him, you are connected to Him, will your life not be transformed? But the sad part is we have degenerated to, I got to compare God with the phone, you know. Yeah. So He showed me that yesterday. I think, so I must say sorry to God. God, I don't mean to treat you like a phone. I don't mean to illustrate. But it's an illustration. It's a good illustration on the attitude that we have towards our God. Okay. So from technology, I jump back to plants again. So what God wants is not a transaction. Because with the phone, with the app, all that is transactional. What God wants is a relationship. It's cliche already, but it is true. What God wants is a relationship. And that relationship is a two-way relationship, right? With Him. With Him. Without Christ, then the point about this verse, what this verse is saying is this. Without Christ, the vine. Why is two-way? I just now said two-way, right? Without Christ, the vine, we cannot bear spiritual fruit. But do you know why it's two-way? Because without us, the branches, there cannot be fruits. So there is a role for us in this relationship as we are plugged to Him. God desires fruit because the Father is glorified by the fruitfulness of the people. And we are the branches that should bear that fruit. Okay? And God desires to supply that life, that energy, that resources, so that we can be fruitful. Without Him, we cannot be fruitful. So let us remember to cultivate that relationship with God for 2026. Cultivate that relationship intentionally. So a follow, something that you can bring from 2025 to 2026 is to be intentional. Intentional in cultivating your relationship with God. Then point number two, to trust in His love. Jesus said in verse 9, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Now this is foundational because Pastor Benny also said if we cannot trust that He loves us, we cannot trust that He is good, even if He is sovereign, what can we base our hope on? Now our hope and our faith is based on the fact that He can be trusted. We trust Him to love us. We trust His love. We trust in His goodness. Okay? So Jesus said, abide in my love. I want you to remember for 2026, I want you to remember if you forget anything and everything that God is inviting you. God is inviting you to remain in His love regardless of your conditions, regardless of your situation. For 2026, God is inviting you to remain in His love. That's why Jesus came in the first place. In 2026, I sense that some of you will face gross difficulties and you may be tempted to accuse God for not caring. You may be disappointed because you cannot see God's intervention. And I just want to say and encourage you that regardless of how you feel, trust that God loves you. And remember that Jesus said, I have loved you. Abide in my love. Don't run away. Okay? Don't fade away. Don't just silently withdraw. Trust in God's love. Abide in His love. Trust in His love, and that He is working for you. He is working on your behalf, even though you may not be able to see it yet. Point three, let His word abide in you. Jesus said in verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. How many of you want this? That whatever we desire, God will grant it to us. God will answer our prayer. Well, if that's you, pay attention, okay? Pay attention to this. What does it mean to have the word abiding in you? Well, John Piper says it means allowing the word of Jesus to find a home within us. So figuratively speaking, if we, our lives is a house, actually, most of us have got no space already. It's completely filled. You understand what I'm saying? Filled with many things. Filled with the emotions, the responsibility, the issues in life, the principle accumulated in schools, through our experiences and kind of things. We have been filled with so many things. So unless we shift things aside, or even better, throw things out, we cannot allow space for God's word to come in. All right? It is to bring the word of God into our life, to shove it in if you have to, all right, by adjusting so that the word of God has room to work and it can fit in. It is not foreign. It belongs. It is to allow the word of God to take root in us so that we can have faith and we can be full of life to handle the issues of 2026. Romans 10:17 says this, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God, through the word of Christ. But some of us are spending time listening, hearing to TikTok. We spend more time doing that. I don't do that. I just listen to YouTube. That's all. Because that one a bit more my generation. The truth is, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, from the word of Christ. Understand? If we continue to listen to anything else, the outcome will be certain. The faith level don't increase. Okay? It's a consequence of things. It's, you reap what you sow. It's natural one. Okay? So if you want your faith to increase, you got to listen to the word of Christ. So these days, before I click on YouTube to view something else in the morning, I click on a sermon to listen first. Okay? Still the same app that I use, but then direct it in a way that it feeds you, that the word of God can still come. Then in John 6:63, Jesus said, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I've spoken to you, they are full of spirit and life. The word of God gives life. These words are not mine, okay? It's from the Bible. It's from the word of God. Because my word counts for nothing. My word has no power. But if we abide in the word of God, God is obligated to back up His word and to give life. All right? That's what the Bible says. One more blessing that we can have, to have the word of God abiding in us, in you. 1 John 2, chapter 2, verse 14. It says, I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. I did a bit of adjustment. I adjusted the word a bit and then I'll read it again and you listen for yourself. All right? Young men or young women, all of us, because the word of God abides in you, you are strong and you have overcome the evil one. Having the word of God abide in us makes us strong. Having the word of God in us enable us to defeat the schemes of the evil one. Amen? All right? So, that is what. Actually, that's what the word says. That's the will of God for us. And that's what we want to have in 2026, to be strong and to be able to defeat the devil and all his scheme and all his lies in 2026. Amen? So say, God's word make me strong. Okay, say it again. God's word make me strong. I can defeat the devil. I can defeat the devil in 2026. Amen, amen, and amen. That's what I want to say. That's will the God's will for us in 2026. But see, brothers and sisters, we've heard so many times that the word of God is important. Once again, it's cliche. Every year you say this, just in different forms only. But the truth is, many of us are still neglecting the word of God, including me. All right? We have neglected the word of God. So it's time. It's time for us to reinvest time, energy, intentionally recommit ourselves to the word of God. We must allow the word of God to grow in us. And if we allow the principles of the Bible to govern our life, then we will have faith. Because the word of God, faith comes by hearing. We'll be full of life. That's how we want to start the year. Not tired and depleted, but full of life. We will be strong, as the word says in 1 John. And we can defeat the enemy. We can defeat the devil. That's the will of God for us. That's what the word says. So, and then when we are living according to the will of God, verse 7 says that we can ask what we desire and it shall be done for us. Because why? After we practice, after the word of God abides in us, we will be praying according to God's will. And as we pray according to God's will, God hears, God listens, and God will answer. And if you want God to answer your prayer, let God's word abide in your life. It enables us to be fruitful. Okay? So say to someone next to you, Jesus is in you. Say one more time, Jesus is in you. Remain in God's love. Say it. Remain in His love. And let the word abide in you. This one must be more intentional. Look at somebody eyeball to eyeball and say, let the word of God abide in you. Okay, so God heard that and then you all hear that. Hold each other accountable. Okay? Okay? Fourth point. God's joy. All right? Finally, Jesus said this in verse 11. These things I've spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Besides being fruitful, I believe God wants us to be joyful as well. Okay? Some of us, very fruitful, but no joy. Not good enough. The whole complete package that God has in store for us, fruitfulness and joyfulness also. Let's claim that we will be fruitful and we will also be joyful for 2026. Amen? So let's claim that God's joy will be the trademark for this year. This joy, it's not dependent on situation. Some of us think that we need everything to be done right, things are good, lots of blessing to be joyful. But no, this joy comes from the deep-seated gladness, the gladness to know that God is God. God is sovereign. And we have this privilege to know Him and to remain in Him. And also knowing that Jesus is in you. Okay? Jesus is in you, you know. Every single step of the way, every day, Jesus is in you. That should make us joyful because we are not alone to face anything. And as we pray and we commune with Him, He will provide. He will provide. And His joy will sustain us through 2026 because the joy of the Lord will give us strength. Amen. So, being fruitful and being joyful. Can I have the worship team first, please? Okay. So, I said before, really, it's going to be short. And then later on, we will spend some time praying. But before we go into the time of praying for works and things, I think we should spend time connecting with God and allowing Him to connect with us also. So in a short while, we're going to sing this song, Inhabit. I want us, as we sing, okay, as we sing, sing it as a prayer. Sing it as a prayer to dedicate our life to Him in 2026. We're going to pray that we will not be distracted by the things and the cares of this world. During worship just now, God reminded me that this year, our eyes, we will control our eyes, that our eyes will be fixed upon Him. Many a times, we look at the circumstances, we look at the issue, we look at the challenging things that we have to go through, and we feel defeated. But today, we're going to, as we commit ourselves to Him, knowing that He is with us, He is for us, He is in us, we can fix our eyes on Him. That regardless of our circumstance, we will choose to remain in Him. We will trust in His everlasting love and we will allow His Word to grow in us. Okay? So why don't you stand? Now let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank You for the invitation to abide in You and to dwell in Your presence. We thank You for the reminder that You live within us. You live inside of us. Forgive us for being so engrossed with our life situations that sometimes we completely ignore You. We completely forget that You are there in us, with us. Forgive us for wanting to be in control, for wanting to do things our way, for insisting on our stubborn opinions about things. But for 2026, we accept Your invitation to remain in You and to remain in Your love. We pray that we will always remember it is no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us. We want to cultivate this relationship with You so that we can always, always be connected. We will not treat You like an app pressing only when we need You, but we will be connected with You always and always. So Lord Jesus, come. Make Your home inside of us. Help us so that we will not be dry, we will not be withered, but we will be strong. We will be fruitful. We need You, Lord, to come. So come, inhabit our whole life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord. Let us sing. Let us pray.
And I just want to be a place for You to dwell, a habitation here that holds You well. I'll be the sacrifice, offering a temple consecrated for My King to come and make Your home inside of me. And Lord, Your presence is all, it's all that I want, Jesus.
In short while, we're going to create time for you all to pray for each other. But there's one special group, a special group of people that I want to pray for you about. If you are facing difficult times, life is messy, you are distracted, you cannot see how the year can be joyful or fruitful. Some of you are facing career, financial situations, some are facing health situation, crisis for yourself or maybe for your loved one, and others are facing difficulties in your relationship. Just sense that the Lord wants you to know that He is in you, He is with you, He is for you, but He also wants you to know that He can strengthen you. So if that's you, right, I invite you to come forward. I believe God has a blessing for you. He wants to give you a dose of energy so that you can face 2026 even better. And it is an opportunity, and this is what the Lord told me. It is to let you know also that you are not alone, because God's family is journeying with you as well. So if that's you, you think you need an extra dose of energy because you're tired and you want God's refreshing, you want God's energy, you want God to come actively intervene in your situation, you come forward. We will pray for you. Okay? I also think then that there is another world. Alright? Some of you feel that the difficulties that you are facing, like, macam, it's like a punishment. Okay? That the suffering is a punishment. But God wants you to know that in John chapter 15 verse 2, it says, every branch that bear fruit, God prunes, that it may be more fruitful. God prunes because He loves. God prunes not to make you suffer. God prunes is to make you more fruitful. That fruit will glorify Him, and many of those fruit will then bless the kingdom of God. By feeding others, God will use those to feed the others. So if that's you, all right, we're going to sing the chorus one more time. If that's you, do come forward and we will pray for you. Hallelujah.
Jesus, there's
you can make your way to the front if that's you. No need to paisei one, you know. That's what Prayer Foundation is all about. It's not only about God, it's not only about ministry, it's about you as well. That the Lord wants to bless you, wants to strengthen you. So if that's you, come forward. Leaders, can you come forward to pray for the people? And for the rest of you, right? You've heard the word of God being preached. God is inviting you to abide in Him. And God is asking you to be conscious that He is in you. God wants to assure you of His love for you. God wants you to abide in His word and be joyful. So can y'all pair up? Those of you who are alone, you can pray yourself or you can look for somebody else. Pray. Pray for one another. If we want to be strong, if we want the church to be strong, it starts with our lives. It starts with us abiding in Him. So pray for one another. You can take a seat. Pray for one another.
To release fear and anxiety also as you commit the year to Him. Just give us another 30 seconds to round up. Let's just continue to stay in a place of worship to Him. Just look to the Lord. He's here. He wants to speak into our hearts. He wants to partner with us. And He wants you to know that you have Him as a faithful partner. You are not praying alone. Right? God already knows what's on your heart. Take the time to receive, keep dwelling in His presence. His presence is so wonderful, He doesn't want us to rush through it. Okay, just give us some time to round up. We're going to move into some time of prayer for our church and also to pray for our community. And so today, you know, we are always so thankful, so privileged that we have our Senior Pastor Lawrence Chua and Auntie Cindy, who have been leading the church from the very start, leading some of you since you were teenagers until now that you are in your senior age. You know, they have been leading us all the way until now. And as our church, you know, the senior pastor of our church, and for Auntie Cindy, we just want to remember them in prayer. Right, I think SP was really very blessed this whole week of zonal prayer. Every zonal prayer that he went to, the zone would pray for him and Auntie Cindy. And today as a church, we want to stand with him and Auntie Cindy again. All right, Auntie Cindy should be seeing us on the broadcast. So let's just invite SP up to just say a few words to us. SP, please.
Good afternoon, church. First of all, I must apologize for imposing myself on the church for so long. It has been a long time. Auntie Cindy, my wife, not Auntie Cindy, has been afflicted by this cancer, now in the fourth year. After my sharing this morning, a lot of people confronted me and said, SP, please don't be so apologetic. But it's genuine. I felt so a bit embarrassed that there's so much attention on me. Cancer actually is very, very common. I've said here many times that my Cindy and my situation is ordinary, is common, not extraordinary. Many people in Singapore, even in our church, suffer from this and have very difficult time. And just to single me out so often, I felt a bit embarrassed. But they told me that, well, you know, we care for you. So I'm very appreciative. I want to thank you for that. Cindy, now in the fourth year. And I want to thank you for the prayer, because your prayer did not go unanswered. We desire always to have one big win, and that is heal, remission, completely good. And it hasn't come. And I kept reminding Cindy that the prayer of the people in this church, outside the church, actually created a series of miracles that sometime, while looking for the big breakthrough, we miss the miracles that God allow us to celebrate win after win. For example, the fact that she's in her fourth year is a miracle, because she's suffering from triple negative. She has not responded to radiation two times already. She did not respond to immunotherapy. In fact, it was aborted. She did not respond to the best drugs for triple negative. And they do not have any more drug. Now we've got to go back to standard thing. Despite that, she is alive. That is a miracle. And sometimes you missed it. You are looking for the big one, but you missed out all the series that God keep her in a bubble. The other thing is this. One very unmissable miracle is that, you know, all cancer patients, they're not come to church. They put on masks. They ask you, please don't visit me. If you visit me, make sure you're not sick. She's not in church not because of that. She's not afraid of infection. Plenty of infection in my house. I've got 8 infected grandchildren. Yeah, that is passing to one another and go and hug her, implant saliva on her, etc. She hasn't been down with the flu for 3 years. We all took turn to fall sick, and she didn't fall sick. At home, no mask, nothing. I told her, it's a miracle. It's a miracle of fantastic medical care given to her. Right? And today she's still surviving. But of course the prognosis is very bad. I mean, it's like almost they don't know what to do. So Cindy and I, we are going to Guangzhou this Tuesday, and we're going to get help from a cancer hospital, just specialise in it. People ask me whether it is TCM or whatever. It is not. Nah? It is they use all the standard anti-cancer drug used in the world, approved in the world, and used in Singapore. But their delivery and treatment method is slightly different. So we are going. So keep us in prayer. Tuesday we fly out. I'll be away for 12 days. Create a lot of problem for the church because there are so many things I gotta do and a lot of de-conflicting going on. That's why I told them, very paisa, you know. I mean, as if there are no other cancer patient here and I'm hogging, you know. So, but I'm thank you for the care and concern the church has for Cindy and my son. Very, very grateful. I think it's a beautiful testimony and assurance to me that this is what community is all about. If your leader gets struck, the members really rise up to get around. This is community, right? And I read 8 devotional. You all read too. Fantastic testimony, written words about community. And we have cancer patients. They are not given pulpit station. We don't get a church praying all the time. But at cell group level, you have been prayed for. Many of you who went through, who are going through, may in future go through, your cell group is there. And then you begin to experience what community life is all about. And all of us need it, including myself, including Cindy. It is all real. It's a community that is created by God Himself. It has depth. It has a reality. So thank you, all of you. And we appreciate your prayer. Your prayer did not go unanswered. Your prayer created a bubble that Cindy and I lived in for 3 years. I know that we're going to continue to live in that bubble of prayer and miracle until it's a lot of time for us. Thank you.
Thank you, SP. SP, stay on the stage. Thank you for sharing your heart with us. Okay, and you know, I'm just going to invite the elders, maybe and the pastors, up right now to stand in prayer with SP, and just going to get us to stand up and let us just pray with him. Just intercede, whether in words or in tongues. All right, let's just pray with SP and Auntie Cindy right now. Ken, in our own ways, for 1 minute, just 1 minute. Let's just pray with them. Okay, let's start right now. I'll get Elder Intern Nelson to pray on behalf of all of us.
Dear Heavenly Father, as a church and community, we want to commit SP and this Cindy to your hands. Lord, we pray that you just watch over them, protect them, keep them safe, and angels surround them every moment. Lord, we pray that you grant SP, as leader of this church, head of his household and his law firm, all the wisdom and discernment to make right decisions every day. Lord, we pray that you will fill him up with love and understanding to fulfill your purpose in his life. Renew his strength every new dawn and bless him with good health, joy, fruitfulness, and happiness and peace. Lord, we also pray for Auntie Cindy who's watching us over the live stream. Lord, we know that we believe that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, and you will heal her miraculously. Lord, we pray that all the cancer cells will be gone. She'll be pain-free, and in your hands, all treatment plan will be successful so that her body will be restored in all forms and function. Lord, we pray that you will renew her strength and strengthen her faith in you so that she knows that she's not alone in this, and because the fellowship of Holy Spirit is constantly by her side. Lord, we pray that you just protect them, Lord, and let Auntie Cindy protect her from a discouragement from her heart, Heavenly Father, and she'll be healed again, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray that there'll be let nothing separate them from your love, Heavenly Father. Let nothing separate them from your love. And no weapons will be formed against them will succeed. Lord, we just pray that you will grant them journey mercy as they travel to Guangzhou and back and bring them safely back to Singapore. Lord, we ask all this in the name of Jesus, and all God's people say,
Amen. 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 Thank you, elders. Thanks, Pastor. We love you, SP. We love you, Auntie Cindy. We want to take this time to pray for our community also, right? And the Lord wants to encourage our church in our work for the community. Today, we just want to specially remember our Living Sanctuary childcare also. Short form LSC, all right? Previously, it was a kindergarten all these years in Hougang, and before we pivoted to childcare. And this has been such a nurturing ground, for preschool children and infants in our community all these years, sharing God's love with children and also with the parents. All right, many of the children from our own church members as well also began their journey here, built their foundations of faith in knowing the Lord even through the childcare or the kindergarten, right? And even one of them in this picture is already a teenager. The reality of this early childhood sector is that, more faith-based kindergartens, Christian kindergartens, they are closing down due to poor enrollment, and they are not ready to pivot to childcare. Right, but for our LSC, we are in the childcare route already, and we want to continue to pray with them because it is challenging. And we thank God for that, the work that we can still do with our community, and it is God's work. All right, so we want to pray for them as the Lord leads you as well. Pray that God will continue to flourish the work here and cause it to be fruitful. Bless the work with the children and the parents. All right, the next slide. Yeah, we want to pray with the team, Mrs. Elsie Tan, our principal, and the teachers, just pray with them. God will sustain them, give them renewed strength and love for the children. Just renewed passion for the lost, all right? And also today, if you are in the early childhood sector, or you're in the education sector, you are parents of young children, you know, thank you, God has given you the opportunity to nurture the next generation, and we want to pray with you, okay? So, in your pairs, you know, if you belong to this category, just tell your prayer partner pray for me, okay? Just come and receive, all right? So, yeah, if you invest in the next generation, receive prayer. All right, so we are going to pair up and just take some time, about 5 to 8 minutes, just to pray for LSC and for one another. All right, let's just begin right now. Okay, we pray from a position of reliance on the Lord. For those who have prayed finish, you can pray also for ourselves, that we will receive God's compassion for the lost. All right, you have prayed finish. Just pray for each other, that God will fill us with His heart for the lost, for our community, in this year as we entrust ourselves to Him. All right, just take some time, a minute or two, and just pray for one another. Ask God to open our eyes to those who are in need of Him. We ask God to open up our hearts to courage, and to walk with Him and not to fear. Yeah. We ask the Lord to open up our hearts to feel as He would feel, to move as He would move, and to love as He loves. Thank you, Lord, for your deep love for us. Okay, we are just going to sing the chorus of Inhabit again, looking to the Lord as our great reward and as our greatest prize. Yeah, and even as we cling on to Him, that we remember as we love the lost, you know, it is because He is our prize, our greatest prize. So let's just sing it as a response to the Lord again. All right, let this be our prayer, that He be our greatest reward, even as we walk with Him into the community.